Hi, I'm Case Lowe, co-host of the Open the Voice Gate podcast. The one question I'm constantly asked when it comes to Dragon Gate is how do I get into the promotion? Well, stop asking and start listening to the Open the Voice Gate podcast, released every Wednesday on the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. For exclusive news and show reviews, look no further than the leader in Dragon Gate coverage, Open the Voice Gate.
This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
Welcome to Jumping Bomb Audio.
Everyone, and welcome back to Jumping Bomb Audio, the number one show all about the world of Joshi Pro Wrestling. My name is Taylor, and I am joined, as always, by my very good friend and co-host, Kelly. And this is an interesting episode because I have to say that in the last 2 weeks since we talked to you last, Kelly has watched some wrestling, but I personally, due to life, schedules, and various things, have not watched 1 minute of wrestling.
Did you at least do something fun? Were you doing something fun, right?
I was doing some traveling. I went to Cleveland, Ohio. My sister opened a solo art exhibition.
Ooh,
in Cleveland, which you can see now, actually, if you live in or near the Cleveland area. It's at Waterloo Arts, and you can go and see it now through September 19th.
What's she do? She a painter? She a sculptor? What's she doing?
She's a sculpture artist.
Okay.
Although, I mean, I guess I don't really understand the genre of like sculpture, but the things she does, I would say, are not like, she's not carving like the Statue of David.
Oh, is she just like gluing together a bunch of trash and charging people $5,000 for it?
She is not. No, damn. they're quite impressive, but okay. It's a thing I look at and I'm like, oh yes, this is art, but I don't know if I would look at it and go, oh, this is a sculpture. Okay. Like a sculpture to me is like, oh, a statue, or I don't know what else. Anyway, the exhibit is called Your Love Is My Favorite Carnival. It is at Waterloo Arts. You can see it. Giving a free plug. If anyone does go based off of this podcast, let me know.
Tell them Jumping Bomb Audio sent you.
That's right. It's free, so you can go and see the art, and it's great art.
Nice.
I went to the opening reception last week, and it was very well received by the people there. So, I have been doing that. So, Kelly, you and I are going to attempt what is probably a Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network first, where we do a wrestling podcast where one person hasn't watched any wrestling.
I would wager there's probably been a show that's done that.
Well, maybe a show that's like about the history of something.
Yeah.
I guess that's true. I didn't think
much
about
like
that.
I posited earlier that this would have been the first show on the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network where someone shit themselves live on air, and you said, "Ah, I bet someone else has done that."
I mean, it's like you know, the monkeys. What is it? 1,000 monkeys in a room could
typewriter. Yeah,
yeah, could write Shakespeare. You know, the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network is vast. with, I would say, easily now thousands of episodes.
Yeah.
So just simply the odds of something having happened is pretty good when you do, when you have thousands of episodes with many, probably hundreds of people.
I mean, maybe when we recorded Omakase and your friend fell asleep, maybe he shit his pants.
I don't think he did because we were in the room. I think we would have remembered Kelly digging up of a deep callback.
7-year callback.
And I think it's a... No, is it a... Oh, yeah, I guess it is a 7-year callback.
Yeah, we went in 2019.
That's true. I was thinking of... I actually... The first time I went to Japan was 9 years ago this week.
Oh.
This week and I think next week. Because I have my time hop on my phone, which is always giving me my past photos. And so the past week or so, I have been seeing all the photos that I took in Japan. The first time I went to Japan in August of 2017. And let me tell you, I learned that you should not go to Japan in August. It was insanely hot. It was insanely hot, except all the buildings were also insanely cold. And... Huh. The last like 2 days, I got really sick.
Yeah.
Like with a really bad cold. And I think it was because I was constantly going from outside where it was like 105 degrees to inside where it was about 65 degrees.
And that's wild because that's the inverse of what happened to me when I went to New York this past February, where it was cold outside and then everywhere had their heat cranked up as high as it could go. And then I got sick from that.
Yes, I remember it was like the last day and then on the plane I was sick. Oh, and that was
plane sick.
That was like miserable.
I can't imagine. Like I had a horrible time just from New York to Milwaukee. I can't imagine what the Japan flight would have been like.
And it was on the way back, so it's sort of like, oh, I'm going back. The
yeah, it already sucks.
Over. Yeah, you're like, oh. And it was just no, it was no good.
Ugh.
So can't recommend that either. Don't go when it's really hot in Japan, which is why then I went in June.
And it was perfect.
In 2019, and it was very, it was beautiful weather. And beautiful people were there, so... You know, all around. And we recorded that podcast.
Yep.
Where my friend fell asleep.
And shit his pants.
Before we start talking about whatever else we're going to talk about, possibly Joshi Wrestling, follow us on Blue Sky at J-Bomb Audio. You can follow Kelly at Comic Geek Kelly. You can follow me at Tame Rainbow. Subscribe to us on your podcast app of choice. And if that app of choice is Apple Podcasts, we would really appreciate a 5-star rating and review. And if you're feeling extra generous, you can donate to the show at redcircle.com/shows/jumping-bomb-audio. So Kelly, I guess we should get to the wrestling that you watched this week or the past 2 weeks. I guess I can be like a sounding board.
There you go. Yeah.
I can be your wrestling therapist.
Yeah. Honestly, I need that because this has been rough. I'm not going to lie. I've been having a real hard time with this Stardom 5-star. Let's just talk big picture first before we go into individual shows. I have been so bored by this tour, and it's not been bad. Like, I wouldn't say the shows are actively bad. They're fine. And that's almost worse than being bad. Because it's just, at some point, my eyes glaze over, and I'm like, yep, that sure was another 3.25 to 3.5-star match. And it's just like, nothing happens, you know? It's just like, yep, they go out there, they have a good match that's kind of worked at, like, half effort. for the most part. There is good stuff. I'll get to some of that, but like by and large, it is just A-okay, and it's so much of it. And this roster is better than this tournament is, and I don't know why it's so boring.
I think the volume, there is a question of volume on some of this stuff where it's yeah. like, oh, it did used to be, you know, less people. It was less matches. So it did have, you know, and I think
it's too much.
I think of the first show, you know, when we talked about this before the show happened a couple of years ago, that first show was like loaded, stacked. Yeah.
Show of the year contender.
Show of the year contender. And this one, you know, the only memorable match of that, like in 2 years, the only memorable match on that show that people will remember will be the one, the match on the show that had nothing to do with the tournament.
Yeah.
Which is like, okay, so we're just doing these, but like it does start to feel at some point like, hey, we're expected to do this and we're going to give, you know, do as many shows as we can with as many matches on those shows. Like, I'm like, it would be great if some of these shows had 4 5-star Grand Prix matches,
mm-hmm.
you know, instead of like, here's an 8, you know, here's 8 matches and here's another 8 matches and here's another, you know, it just used to be so, it feels like it was tight and you were like, okay, you're not getting that much, but it's going to be good. And now it's just like, okay, here's everything pot, you know.
Yeah, it's too much.
You know, 20 people and, you know, we have another promotion with that issue, with probably the bigger issue of having too many people. But, you know, and also me personally, I think one of the things about doing this podcast is on some of the stuff, obviously I'm saying this now as I've had 2 weeks where it just happens I haven't watched anything. So this isn't quite true, but you learn about what you like a lot when it's like, okay, you have to watch this thing, whatever yeah. this is. And you're like, okay, how does that make me feel? A lot of these shows that we watch over the months and years of this podcast, I go in and I'm like, great, this is going to be a fun show. I'm excited to see this. And one thing every year, this 5-star comes around and more year by year. And I'm like, I just can't. Some people get to these tournaments and they're like, this is amazing. Wrestling every day. You know, so much wrestling. I can't believe it. To me, it's just sort of like, oh my gosh, it's so much wrestling. And it's not, you know, I want to see something that's like, what's the, not to bring up this, but like, what is the hook for caring yeah. about this beyond, okay, this person's going to get 2 points and this person is going to get 0 points, or they're going to tie and they're going to get 1 point, you know?
I've learned there's a lot of people on the Stardom roster that I do not give any shits about. Like there's so many people that in this tournament where they're out for a match, I'm like, oh, okay, fine. And you know, they have a fine match, but I don't care. I'm sorry, Lady C. I'm sorry, Ami Sore. Like, I've called them God's Eye's most boring soldiers for a reason. I can't deal with this. Miyu Amasaki is another one where I'm just like, I don't give a shit anymore. Like, it's getting rough out here. Should we go into the shows?
Sure. I'm gonna give you the date and you're gonna tell me what you think about the show.
All right.
Because going match by match, we would be here all
forever.
July 28th.
Okay, July 28th. I think they are overcorrecting on Sayaka Carrara too much. I talked about this last episode where, you know, in these matches you kind of have to be like, well, she's an incredibly recent former world champion. You should treat her as such in the matches. Here she's losing clean to Itsuke Aoki. Like, the match was good. It had a good closing stretch. But, like, I don't know. Maybe Carrara can win that match. There's a couple more matches in this tournament that the same thing happened. Like, I don't think she won a single match these 2 weeks. Yeah, she lost to Tora on the 9th. I'm just scrolling up because God forbid you have her beat Natsuka Tora. Let's see where. Yeah, she's still at 4 points on the 9th. So she hasn't won anything in this time. And it's like, I feel like they're trying to push too hard that, like, oh, you know, she lost and she's got to build herself back up, because you might just be telling people she's a loser now. It's very odd. I don't know how I feel about their booking of her at all. I do know how I feel about it. I don't like it. That's it. That's how I feel. What else is on the show? Natsuka Tora beat Micah. Micah is the perfect opponent for Natsuka Tora because she understands the style of match that Tora is supposed to work, and she's very good at it, and she can drag Tora to a pretty good match in that style. I think this did go a little too long and they missed the peak, but it was still really good. I went 3¾ on it. And then the main event was a time limit draw between Saya Kamatani and Starlight Kid. Insane that these are like the first, this is the first time we're seeing either of them in this tournament. they've both had better matches. They've had better matches together, but this was pretty good. I didn't like feel the time limit draw syndrome in it. So like they never felt like they were killing time, but like they were outside the ring for quite a bit and that could have been cut down. But fantastic closing stretch. I went 4 stars on it. So that was pretty good. If you need to watch one match from this show, make it that one.
All right, and then we're into August, August 1st.
August 1st, what have I got notes on? Saya defeats Koguma. Saya Kamatani defeats Koguma. That match was a blast. Like, it was so fun. Really good back and forth, high speed match. I had a great time with that. Went 3¾. Let's see. I think that was my favorite match of the show. Hanan and Starlight Kid was pretty good, too. I had a couple issues with the finish. It was very much Starlight Kid spends the entire match destroying Hanan's knee, and like in pretty like convincing fashion, and then Hanan wins with a bridging backdrop driver, and it's like I don't know if she could hold that bridge after Kid was like destroying her knee, but whatever. That was 3¾ as well. But yeah, I would say check out the Saya versus Koguma match if you need to see something from it.
All right, August 2nd.
Haven't seen it. Time to talk about Stardom World technical problems. So apparently this is not just me. This is a problem that's been happening to people where certain videos will just not appear and it'll just be like an image where the video player would be. That happened to me for the August 2nd show, and then the August 3rd show had both English and Japanese commentary. I tried the English first, and that also had the problem where if you click on to play the file, there is no video there. There's just a JPEG of a match graphic. Which is an incredibly strange problem to have for a website, and especially that it seems to be affecting people differently.
All right. Well, did you watch August 3rd?
I did watch August 3rd because I got the Japanese one set up, and that's what was even weirder to me, because I was like, well, I figured it'll just be all of them. Oh, no, this one works. Okay. Odd. Let's see. The third, Starlight Kid defeated Yuna Mizumori. This was great. I went 4 stars on it. Yuna has been having a great tournament. Just really fun stuff. I kind of wish she had won the match here, but you know what? Can't win them all. Let's see. the main event, Momo and Saya Kamatani going to a time limit draw. I called this match an oasis in the desert in my notes because the entire tournament has been good, competent, but incredibly dry matches. And this one actually had storyline stakes and felt like it mattered and was wrestled with a really good intensity that I haven't seen in this tournament at all. Some of the closing stretch, like interference spots, were incredibly contrived and some of them were just totally blown. But like, it's hate versus hate. They each have a person in their corner doing bad guy shit, so it kind of worked. But yeah, this was great. This was my favorite match of the tournament so far. I went 4.25 on it. Very, very good match. The rest of the show was just kind of whatever.
All right, August 8th.
August 8th, this was the show that I think broke me. This was really bad. Azumi and Tora went to a double DQ and was the worst match of the tournament. Just a big bunch of fucking bullshit that felt like it lasted forever. I cannot believe that it didn't even go 10 minutes. It felt like 20, and I know that's not possible in this tournament, but still lasted forever. They didn't even give us a finish. I don't know how anybody enjoys Natsukatora. There was also a couple that there was what one. There's two other draws on the show too. That was kind of disappointing to put them all in at once. Though I will say Azusa Inaba versus Maki Ito was pretty good. I enjoyed that. Rina Yamashita and Konami wasn't bad, but of course Rina had to get implicated in a blackface scandal post match. Like that. The match is over. Come on, we don't need to be doing that. I mean, we don't need to be doing that at all, but like, if you're going to do it, at least make it play into the actual match. I don't know. Micah and Rena went to a draw as well. I never want to see anybody get thrown into chairs ever again. It happened so many times on this show. Like, it was damn near every match someone's going into the chairs, and if I was in the audience, I would have been so annoyed. Like, the amount of times that the fans had to get up, like, come on. And then the main event was Utami defeating Lady C. This was fine. Good, intense work from Lady C early on, but then she kind of just settled into her usual pace of, like, being a fine, competent wrestler. She did try to do the giant swing on Utami and only got 3 rotations the first time, and then fell down, and that was very funny. But then she got back up and did another 10, so that was all right. That one was 3.5 stars. I don't think you need to watch anything from the 8th at all. You can totally skip that one.
And then you had your video problems on the 9th, right? Again?
No, the 9th. I gave up on this show. I got halfway through and said, I hate this. I'm going to go do something I like. And I never went back to it. I did enjoy Azumi defeating Akira Kurigane. That was good. That was just kind of like a fun, high energy, hard hitting match. And it went like 7 minutes and I went 3.75. But yeah, everything after that was very slow and boring, and I had enough. And I stopped watching for the day, and here we are.
All right, well, what else happened in Joshi? Marigold had their Summer Destiny show. We talked about it last time. Main evented by Miko Aono defeating Nagisa Nosaki to retain the Marigold world title. Luckily, the show was lifted quite a lot by adding a Spark Rush tag.
Yeah, that looks real good. I want to see that.
Which hadn't been announced at the time we recorded last week. Spark Rush going up against Mayu Iwatani and Victoria Yuzuki. Very high rated on cage match. The other big matches Darkness Revolution winning the 3D Trios titles.
Oh, thank God.
Chiaki, Misa Matsui, and Rei Seto. And the Twin Towers of Chika Goto and Koke Amore retaining the Twin Star titles over Shino and Yuka Yamazaki. And Kelly, when you go back and watch that show, don't forget to miss... don't forget to miss... Wow, a slip of the tongue. Don't miss Unagi Sayaka defeating Megaton.
I do want to see the post-match of that where Unagi starts shitting on the Marigold roster.
It's a requirement,
yeah,
of any non-Marigold roster member at this point.
I think the quote was her telling Rossi, like, you want me to come back here, you better give me something better than this.
Kelly, but you can get excited because Megaton will be appearing in the Marigold Dream Star Grand Prix.
Oh, thank God. But you know what? I would honestly take a Megaton in the five star. Like, there's no one doing that. Like, there's no one doing, like, this is the comedy match. Like, the closest you get is Koguma, but I feel like I've seen her once in this tournament so far. Like, there is no Death Yama-san, and, like, you know what? Maybe we could use that.
Well, I do have to say, this is a topic change and totally random. The heat in my apartment just came on.
What?
Which is quite distressing to me.
That's not ideal.
I was like, what is that sound? It sounds like my heat is coming on, and I just touched my heating pipe, and it is hot. It's now a race against time for me to finish this episode before I die.
Well, it's also a race against time because we've got to wrap up within 52 minutes.
That is true. The kind folks at StreamYard have only allotted us 52 minutes to speak our minds on the world of Joshi.
So we got, like, what, 26? Yeah, we got 26 minutes left to go.
What else was happening? Tokyo Joshi had the rest of the second round and the quarterfinals of the Tokyo Princess Cup in the second round matches on July 30th. Toga defeating Mihiro Kiryu, Suzume defeating Palm Harajuku, Yuki Aino defeating Miyu Watanabe, and Shoko Nakajima defeating Yuki Arai.
Good stuff. Good matches. Princess Cup has rocked. I'm not going to lie. I've been enjoying the Princess Cup quite a bit. You can't predict this one. They're throwing all sorts of shit at you. Yuki Aino defeating Miyu Watanabe is not something I saw coming at all. That was a match I felt like I should have loved, but the pace was kind of plodding. But, like, they were smashing into each other. It was very Dudes Rock, Ladies Edition, but it took a while to get there. And then the main event was awesome. Arai, I said in my notes, the young freight train gets stopped by the crafty veteran. Shoko was awesome here. She just, like, straight up out-wrestled Yuki Arai and beat her clean. Just really great match. I went 4 stars on that one. Really worth checking out.
And then on the 8th, it was the quarterfinals. Himawari defeating Ariso Endo. Toga defeating Yuki Aino. Rika Tatsumi defeating Hyper Misao. And Suzume defeating Shoko Nakajima.
There is a single match on that show that I would have predicted correctly. And I think I would have gone Rika over Misao. But, like, other than that, curveballs all around. I'm excited about Himawari. Her beating Endo was good. I really, really hope this is the beginning of her elevation out of Raku and Palm Town. Like, I thought it was interesting from a story perspective where she really kind of got beat up by Endo until she stopped doing the hair whips. And then she kind of took things seriously. And she was able to beat Endo. So I'm really hoping this is a kind of switch for her as a character and as a wrestler. Toga and Iono was pretty good. They both worked really hard here. The Tatsumi versus Misao match was... I don't have many notes on it, but the one actually important thing is Misao tapped out to the Dragon Sleeper moments after she readjusted her mask. If she had just let the mask fall off, she probably would have won. And then the main event with Suzume and Shoko, I didn't think Suzume was winning at all. I figured Nakajima was going to go to the finals after beating Arai. But this was really good, really fast-paced match, and was full of just like nasty submission work from both women. Just really good stuff. Huge surprise finish for me. I went 4.25 on it. This was my favorite match of the 2 weeks. So I would definitely say if you have time for a single match from this 2 week period, watch Suzume versus Shoko Nakajima.
All right. The rest of what was going on, Ice Ribbon had a big show on August 9th. There was an Ice Infinity title change. Sumiki Yanagawa defeating Kaho Matsushita to win that title. But what is coming up in the next 2 weeks of Joshi? Well, can you believe it? We are already reaching the conclusion of the 5-star Grand Prix.
Oh, good.
We will have 3 days of action before the playoffs. That will be on the 14th in Kobe. Only one red star match in the B block, Lady C versus May Sierra. In the blue A, Miyu Amasaki versus Julia Hart, Hanako versus Rion, Hina versus Ruaka, and Aya Sakura versus Suzu Suzuki. And in the B block, Ami Sorei versus Kikyo Furusawa, Starlight Kid versus Koguma, Hanan versus Momo Watanabe, and Yuna Mizumori versus Saya Kamatani. Then on the 15th in Kyoto, another one red match day in the B block, Saya Ida versus May Sierra. In the blue, Momo Watanabe versus Koguma, Hanan versus Yuna Mizumori, Starlight Kid versus Kyokyo Furusawa, Saya Kamatani versus Ami Sorei, Suzu Suzuki versus Ruaka, Aya Sakura versus Rion, Hanako versus Julia Hart, and Miyu Amasaki versus Hina. And then on the 16th in Hamamatsu, it will be two matches from each block. Red A, Maika versus Akira Kirigane, Azumi versus Rina. In Red B, Maki Ito versus Konami, and May Sierra versus Utami. In Blue A, Hanako versus Ruaka, and Suzu Suzuki versus Julia Hart. And in Blue B, Ami Sorei versus Starlight Kid, and Hanan versus Saya Kamatani. The 18th will be the playoffs and the quarterfinals at Korakuen Hall. And then on the 23rd, it will be the finals at Ryogoku Sumo Hall, the red block final, blue block final, and then the grand final. And that will bring an end to the 5-star Grand Prix. Tokyo Joshi will bring an end to the Tokyo Princess Cup on the 16th. It will be the final four, Rika Tatsumi versus Toga and Himawari versus Suzume. Kelly, what's the final two?
Oh God, I don't even know. I probably Rika versus Suzume, but like at this point, that might just be too chalk. Who can say with the results they've been having?
I think it's gonna be Rika versus Suzume, and I think Rika's gonna win the whole thing.
I could see that.
That's my prediction. But they will have the Tokyo Princess Cup finals on the 23rd at Korakuen Hall, where we will all find out who wins. The other big news of the last 2 weeks is, as I mentioned, Marigold announcing the participants of the Dream Star Grand Prix 2026, which will happen between August 28th and September 20th. Kelly, 24 wrestlers.
That's too many.
If you can believe it. more wrestlers than exist in the company.
That's too many.
And those wrestlers are Aaliyah James, Chi-Chi.
That's, I like her. That's good.
Chiaki.
No.
Chika Goto.
Eh, all right.
I like this. Diana Strong.
I have no idea who that is.
Irina Yamanaka.
Eh.
Hummingbird.
Okay. Yeah.
Komomo Minami.
Sure.
Koke Amore.
Yeah.
Possibly the best wrestler in the tournament. Well, no, but the fact that it's close. Mai Sakurai.
Yeah.
Mayu Iwatani.
Okay.
Megaton. Miku Aono.
Oh, okay.
Mila Schmidt.
I don't know who that is.
Misa Matsui.
Eh.
Nagisa Nozaki.
Eh.
Nagisa Tachibana.
I thought you were just going to say Nagisa Nozaki again.
She's pulling double duty. She's got two chances. Naoi Ishikawa.
Yeah, all
right. Natsumi Shozuki.
Yeah.
Rei Seto. Shino.
I don't know enough about her to say yes or no.
Shoko Kashino. Victoria Yuzuki.
Okay, yeah.
And Yuka Yamazaki.
All right.
There will be four blocks of wrestlers, and I have to say they have almost perfectly placed one good wrestler in each block. Well, not block D. So block A, Miku Aono, Natsumi Shozuki, Misa Matsui, Irina Yamanaka, Yuka Yamazaki, and Aaliyah James. An all right block.
All right, yeah.
Block B, Mayu Iwatani, Nagisa Nozaki, Chiaki, Naoi Ishikawa, Komomo Minami, and Mila Schmidt. I believe it's Schmidt because it's S-M-I-D-T. So it's probably not Schmidt.
Yeah, it's. I would wager that's Schmidt.
Schmidt.
Are these NXT women? Like, where are these people coming from?
Don't ask me.
Okay.
Block C, Victoria Yuzuki, Mai Sakurai, Shoko Koshino, Hummingbird, Chi-Chi, and Diana Strong.
Okay, Block C is not bad.
That's a pretty good block.
Yeah.
And then, Kelly, Block D, Koke Amore, Chika Goto, Shino, Megaton, Rei Seto, and Nagisa Tachibana.
Oh, that's dire. Oh, no. Why would you do that?
What's the most anticipated Block D match?
Oh my god.
I mean, they would probably say it's Amore versus Goto because the Twin Tower explodes.
Oh god, not again.
Whoops. But that won't start until the 28th. So, Kelly, you have plenty of time to sit in anticipation and excitement.
God, like that D block is something else.
And that is what's coming up in the next 2 weeks of Joshi Wrestling. Kelly, what do you have to say for yourself?
Did you see the new Spider-Man?
Nope.
It was a good time.
That's what I've heard. I've heard it's quite good.
A good Spider-Man time. It fixes a lot of the issues that I've had so far with the Tom Holland Spider-Man movies, where he kind of just felt like Iron Man Jr. He feels like Spider-Man here. It's a good time. The main villain is an odd choice, but like, I don't know. I think it ends up working out. So I enjoyed it. I had a very good time with it. It's that good Spider-Man shit.
Well, there you go. A movie recommendation from Kelly to end this week's episode. And we will be back with you in 2 weeks' time to talk the conclusion of the 5-star Grand Prix, the conclusion of the Tokyo Princess Cup. So until then, I say very appropriately for the situation I'm in at the very moment, stay cool.
Have a great summer.
Hi, I'm Case Lowe, co-host of the Open the Voice Gate podcast. The one question I'm constantly asked when it comes to Dragon Gate is, how do I get into the promotion? Well, stop asking and start listening to the Open the Voice Gate podcast, released every Wednesday on the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. For exclusive news and show reviews, look no further than the leader in Dragon Gate coverage, Open the Voice Gate.